Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your co-host, founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Coach Amy Enger. And today I have with me...
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
And so today our topic is about New Year's resolutions. And I almost hesitated even just saying that because really this topic is, I feel like year round needs to be, you need to always be evaluating goals. And this is a lifestyle and this is the prep life. So it's hard to just say, hey, you know, January 1, starting then I'm going to start my life or, you know, start this huge goal and that I've let everything go. No. We obviously feel that, you know, this should be a process year round that you're evaluating goals. But yes, it is a time for new beginnings and fresh starts. So we're going to mostly focus on goal setting today and how that can be beneficial to achieving some long-term goals. We're going to share with you some of our goals for 2019 that we personally have set and kind of like how to break those goals down so that they are manageable and they are achievable. So Chris, can you start by sharing with us some of your thoughts about the upcoming year?
Yes. So I definitely think that it's a good, when we're coming into like January 1, it's a good time to kind of evaluate the past year and evaluate what you're going to go for the following year. You know, a lot of people use that as like a time frame to kind of like stop and assess. So I can definitely say that the biggest goal, since we're focusing on that I've ever achieved was my pro card within the IFBB. So I actually kind of assessed and looked back at how I viewed that process because it had been a goal of mine and kind of like how mentally I broke it down into more bite-sized pieces. So I accomplished my pro card in 2018, but it was 2017 that I started kind of assessing that, you know, the first time I wanted to get on an NPC stage, I wanted to come home with some type of hardware. I wanted to be in the top five. So I spent a really long time from January to October getting ready for that show because that was my goal. So, you know, I shared that with Amy. We worked together and I knew that like every single day that I was consistent and I was working towards those things was going to help me achieve that long-term goal. So it took a while, but I achieved that top five. And then from there, I decided, okay, well, what's the next big push that I can work towards, you know, with ProCard in the future? And the next thing was I wanted to win a show. Like I wanted to come in first place in something. So that was our next goal. And I shared that with Amy. We worked towards that. And then the following goal was to step on a national stage and be top 15, which we accomplished that. And then lo and behold, my show following that, I actually won my pro card. So I think it's really good to set really big goals ahead of you, but it's also really important to, for the longevity of feeling like you're accomplishing something and be able to keep pushing towards, is to have shorter goals or break it down into more bite-sized pieces that you feel like you are making accomplishments and you are creating momentum. So it's not just like this long, like far off in the distance goal that you're trekking towards, because that can be really discouraging and sometimes pull you off track.
So, I really love that chunky method. So can you share with everybody what your big, crazy, awesome goal is moving forward now that you've achieved that big one?
Yeah. So if we're talking about my bikini career, the big one off in the distance is to step on that Olympia stage. I would love to be able to say that I've made it to that point. So, you know, the little bite-sized pieces that get me to that goal is doing my pro debut, which I did in September. And then next step is to be on a pro stage and win a show. That would be my next goal.
Awesome. And so I was going to, we were talking before the podcast and I was sharing with Chris my goal for the new year. And that is my big goal has always been to win my pro card. And when I really step back and evaluate, you know, where I'm at now, you know, I feel like I'm in a good spot as far as my nutrition, my training, and I have that missing factor with my posing. And so I actually was just talking with my coach today and we kind of came up with a system to improve that area that I know is crucial to winning my pro card. And so I'm going to share with you how I kind of went through that process to know how I'm going to achieve that, because it can be extremely ambiguous. And I think that's the problem with goal setting sometimes, and why New Year's resolutions kind of fall short, is that people make their goals too vague. So if I were to just say, I want to get better at posing, but how am I going to do that? You know? And so I like to use, and I know a lot of people talk about SMART goals, but I want to break this particular goal down and kind of show you my mental process and kind of what that acronym stands for. And so when you're thinking about a big goal that can seem at first kind of vague, I want you to walk through these steps, and they're SMART goals. And so the first one is that you need to be extremely specific. So let's say you know, want to lose weight. That's extremely vague. So you want to be more specific about your goal. So if I'm saying that I want to get better at posing, I need to say that I am going to practice X amount of days per week. And so I've decided that I am going to at least practice twice a week. And I have actually put on my calendar that I'm going to be practicing on Monday and Thursday. So very specific. My measurable aspect there is, first of all, I'm going to know if I did it 2 days a week. And then I'm also going to know if I did it 3 days a week that I kind of exceeded that. So that's how I'm measuring along the way. I'm staying accountable by several different ways. The first one, on Mondays, I'm going to be doing a video and sending that to my coach. And then I am going to be doing FaceTime on Thursdays and working with her. And then I've also got some posing set up with Ashley Blair, so that I spend an hour every couple of weeks posing with her in a studio. Another A as part of that SMART would be attainable. And so you want it to be something that you can reach, but make sure that it's not too easy. So if you think about weightlifting, you know, you pick a weight based on the fact that you want to have growth. So you're trying to overreach in your training so that you see improvements. And so for me, this is really over. I mean, it's extending me way more. I'm embarrassed to say it, but you know, because I don't like that part of of the process, I don't do it as often as I should. So this is enough for me to like kind of like wrap my head around, but it's still something that's going to be pushing me. So think about whether or not your goal is attainable. And then realistic and relevant are the R. And, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has different preferences, resources, and capabilities. But you want to pick something that is relevant to you. And you want to be flexible enough so that you're going to be able to kind of adjust as you go along. But it really does need to be realistic. So I'll give you an example. You know, if you're in a position where you have a ton of weight loss, let's say, you know, you weigh 200 pounds and you need to drop like 70 pounds to be competitive on stage, whatever it may be, you're not going to pick a show date that's 6 months away. I mean, that's just not realistic. So you want to think about, you know, how does that line up and kind of like what Chris was saying, reverse engineering that really long-term goal to make it in those smaller chunks that will be manageable. And then you always want to have that T, that time frame. So, you know, divide your goal into different time periods, and then help yourself by setting those milestones so that you can see yourself accomplishing each small step. And then those small steps start to build that confidence in working towards your goal. So whether it be like you have a week, a goal that you want to attain at the end of the week, a lot of people, you know, if their goal is weight loss, I encourage them to kind of try to hit that 1 pound a week. That could be a way you could measure. You know, maybe you're tracking like your body composition or your inches. Maybe you have like a 30-day goal for your body fat composition to reduce by X amount. That way it makes it measurable. And then you want to have just kind of like this checklist. And so I'm going to share with you an app that I use. And I mean, you can use whatever kind of, I mean, you can use a notebook, you can use whatever, but I particularly like this one. I've used it for, gosh, I don't even know how many years, at least 5 or 6. It's called Awesome Note. And what that does is, it gives me a daily checklist. So, it has all 6 of my meals and a chime goes off and I check the box and if I have cardio or weights or like my gallon of water, I check those off. And that way I know that I'm like winning the day, I'm accomplishing that. And then it's been proven, that if you have a checklist and you mark those off, it's kind of like this serotonin, like endorphin rush and feeling of, okay, I made this small step towards where I want to be. And I mean, I give the example of when I lost 40 pounds. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. It was a very, you know, weight loss is not linear. So there were tons of weeks that, you know, that I didn't see progress or progress in the wrong direction. But when I took it one day at a time, that really, really helped. And this app really helped me bring attention to that. And, you know, when the chime would go off, I'd mark it off. And I mean, obviously I'm going to eat. I love food. So I'm going to eat all 6 of my meals. But the fact that I can say, okay, yeah, I got that done today. And it made for an easier route to that ultimate goal. And so I've had some very long-term goals set in this app. And it's surprising, you know, when you kind of like look back and see some things that you accomplished, those chimes go off and it's a neat feeling to know like, hey, I made it there. And so that's the SMART goal thing. Do you have anything to add on that, Chris?
No, I think that, well, actually, now that you are mentioning the app, there is something that I actually like to utilize, but that's going to be so one of my goals too as well, which I'll share with you guys, is to manage my time better. So I know we were talking about like fitness goals, but as like Amy had mentioned, like posing is something that she needs to work on, and stress is something also that's within like the health range that I need to work on as well. And so managing my time between like my social time, my work time, and time where I need quiet, I've kind of like let those all kind of like bleed into each other and haven't been really good with setting boundaries. But since you're mentioning the app, I actually thought about, I actually have a notebook that has 7 days a week listed, and then it has like the times along like the left hand column. So it's like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way through. And I've actually written out blocks of time where I know what activity I should be doing so that I am focused and more present in those things. So if I am in the gym, I know that, okay, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I'm there from this time to this time. I take client calls from this time to this time on other days. But just kind of like specifying that out, I think will help me with that goal as well. So it's a matter of like identifying your goal and then finding something that is applicable that you can actually make it like easier for you to accomplish, like on a regular basis, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. And it kind of reminds me of, and this isn't like a plug for Chalene Johnson. She's just somebody that I have always kind of looked to because she's a fitness entrepreneur, and she came out with a book a while ago, and it's called Push. And I found that to be extremely eye-opening. Actually, she was the person that recommended the Awesome Note app in her book. And so it's a little bit older, but she does have a notebook that's called a Push notebook. I don't know if it's similar to what you're talking about, but I really like the way that she kind of pushes you through push notebook. She pushes you through this process to really hone in on what your push goal is. And so she encourages you to come up with like 9 to 10 goals and kind of like look at the categories of your life and then kind of set a goal. So some of the categories are your purpose or your career. So that would be one aspect of your life. Marriage and romantic life would be another aspect. Your physical health and fitness, your mental health, your friendships, faith and spirituality. And she coins these together, get smarter. It's basically like personal development. And then the last one is like hobby, recreation, just for fun. So I'll just give you an example on that one for me. My goal this year was to travel to Spain and to make it back to where my grandmother was from in England. And so I was able to go to London this year, and that was like a big kind of like just for fun type of goal that I made. And going full circle with this whole thing, once you have those 9 to 10 goals set and you've kind of hit those categories that she recommends, through that, you're supposed to be able to find your push goal. And when she talks about the push goal, it just basically means it's what is that one thing that you can focus on that will actually kind of domino effect and impact all 10 goals. And I think you, in a roundabout way, might have been saying that, Chris, with your time management, is that that's kind of your push goal, because that's going to impact your stress levels, your time with your family, your social life. So if you get that, you know, defined and really focus on that as your push goal, then you're going to find that it's going to go throughout all of your goals. Is what, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but
yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah. That's exactly it.
So can you tell us about Brian Tracy is, he's a very well-known speaker, and he actually wrote the book called Goals, and I visit that a lot. Another book that I typically, and this is, I guess this goes under my personal development or get smarter. I try to listen to an audiobook. You know, I try to listen to at least like one about like positivity and better mindset, and then I try to also listen to like a growth and development. And he's a really good person, a good author to listen to if you're looking for something in that area on personal development. But he was actually Chalene Johnson's mentor. And I know you had a couple of key points that you kind of appreciated about his goals book. Do you mind sharing that with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. There were a couple, I mean, they were all really good, but there were a couple that like really stood out to me that I feel like are worth mentioning. And the first one was taking responsibility. So I feel like if you set a goal, it's really important to take responsibility for that goal. So whether it's achieved or it's not, that's kind of on you. I think a lot of times that's where the door for excuses can kind of be like cracked open, and we can let things come in like, well, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, follow my meal plan because I had a birthday party and so-and-so was serving, you know, like cake and pizza. Instead of like blaming people on like what they were serving or a party that you had to go to. You know, like no one makes you make those choices. So you get to choose every single like moment, every single day, every single activity. So take responsibility for the things that you choose, because those are the things that will help propel you forward towards those goals. So I thought that was really good. The second one was analyzing your beliefs. So it's really talking about like your mentality about your goal. So I know for a lot of people, they have this goal, but they also have this fear that comes with it, or they start off like, this is going to be really hard, or I don't know how I'm going to lose 40 pounds. They have all these like negative thoughts that surround that goal. And if you focus on those things grow. So if you are looking at your goal, but your perspective is negative, that is going to kind of defeat you right before you even start. So yeah, you want to be realistic about it. Like, yes, this is going to be like a big goal, but I'm going to do such and such, you know, like encourage yourself, talk positively to yourself about what you're going to do, about how you're going to accomplish it. And that will help you as well with kind of like walking the steps towards whatever you've established. And then the other one, which is managing your time. I feel like as a society, we just get so busy that we have these dreams, but we also have this schedule that we don't designate time to kind of like fit things in there. And to get us towards where we want, we're just like, oh, I'm too busy. Like it's a quick, easy excuse we use a lot. And so that's why I was kind of mentioning a little bit earlier about managing and creating those boundaries of those time blocks of what you're focusing on so that you're really present. So, you know, like when I am with a client, I'm not thinking about what other activities I have to do after that. Or if I'm in the gym working out, I'm not thinking about, okay, these are the like five errands I have to run after that. Like I'm really present. I'm focused on the muscles that are working while I'm working out. I'm focused on what the client is telling me when they're talking to me. And I feel like that just helps us establish or helps us accomplish things better and also feel more like we have some wins throughout the day as well. So those are the three things I thought were really great, and definitely I'm going to implement those on some of my goals that I have for next year.
Yeah. And I think something else that is really important, and this kind of reminded me of this when you were talking, you know, when we kind of psych ourselves out, I'm definitely the first one to do something like that. You know, and so you kind of have to go back to your why, and like, why do I want this? And that is what's going to really propel you forward when the going gets tough, is, you know, and find that significance, so that you, when things do get rough, then you can kind of refer back to why you're doing this, why this is going to make you, you know, if it's a health and wellness goal, you know, how is this going to make me feel? You know, you mentioned the cake and like how, what kind of energy am I going to get from that? You know, how am I going to feel the next day? And try to think about those things. And so if we kind of dial down into pillars when it comes to health and fitness, obviously this, most of you that are probably listening are, you know, fitness junkies like us. And so those are kind of like some general guidelines for goal setting. But if we really drill down, there's five pillars of wellness. And I just want to briefly touch on those. Very obvious, obviously, exercise and nutrition are two. You mentioned a little bit about stress. And then I think one that really gets lost for some reason is sleep. And then the fifth one would be supplementation. So if you're, you know, having trouble kind of whittling down into your health and fitness goal out of that, you know, those top 10, kind of think about some of those pillars, and then think about some things that you can do just every day, daily action steps that are going to get you closer, and don't be afraid to adjust your goal if need be. So anything to add on any of that, Chris?
I know that writing things down helped me. Just because I don't know what it is about like actually like looking at it on either my phone or a piece of paper or something, just like having it in front of me helps. I guess because I'm like a visual person. So that's the only thing I would recommend for people is to do like that action step as something to like start with.
Yeah. And I think it's good at the end of the day to review your goals, even if you don't have a checklist or you don't use an app or a notebook or whatever it is. Think about the things that you were supposed to do as part of your action plan and recognize that you accomplished them. I struggle with sometimes focusing on the things that went wrong throughout the day, like things that didn't get done or whatever. But really, if we bring it back to that positive growth mindset and we think about, okay, I got XYZ accomplished today, I'm going to celebrate that. I'm going to celebrate that as a win. And then tomorrow, you know, what action steps can I take to take responsibility for the fact that XYZ didn't get done? And yeah.
I love that.
So
that's great. Yeah.
So hopefully this podcast helped you. We know that, you know, next week is going to be the new year, and we hope that your goal setting, hopefully you're able to take some nuggets from this episode. Some other helpful tips we'll kind of include in the show notes as far as like the pillars of wellness, some of the tips and strategies for setting SMART goals and things like that. Anything to add before we sign off, Chris?
No, I think this was great. I'm so excited to hear what everyone's goals are.
Yeah. If you're not following us yet on Instagram, we are the Prep Life Podcast. That is our handle. And we would so appreciate if you put in the comment section from this episode kind of what your goals are for 2019. And I would love to do a Q&A. So if there are questions that you have, feel free to either DM us there, or again, you can kind of comment in that space. I know it's kind of hard to make comments other than a review, like on iTunes and things like that. So yeah, find us on Instagram, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. And if you liked this episode, please share it with your friends. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you will be notified for future episodes. And if you like what you heard, please do leave us a review. That helps other people find us more easily. So this is Amy Anger, founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, signing off with my co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, IFBB Bikini Pro and Glam Girl Bikini Coach. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.